Our top story, Iran's defense minister Hossein Dehghan says the ISIL insurgents and their supporters must be tried as war criminals. Dehghan said murder, rape, mass execution and displacement of thousands of civilians in Iraq and Syria carried out by the militants are clear examples of war crimes. He also criticized Western countries such as the United States for their silence on the atrocities. The defense minister added that the ISIL terrorists aim to create a secure region for Israel and undermine the anti-Zionist resistance front. He noted that Iran will make every effort to protect the holy shrines in Iraq. Dehghan added that the Iraqi nation itself is able to push terrorists out of Iraq. Well, from the newsroom's Iraq desk, my colleague Shukufe is now with us to tell us all the latest concerning the battle taking place now on the ground between Iraqi troops and the ISIL militants. Shukufe, over to you.
Thank you, Homa. Now, it's time to take a quick look at the latest developments in Iraq. As you can see, Iraqi army forces are gaining more grounds as they push ahead with the operations throughout the country, cleansing ISIL militants from different regions. In the latest development in Salahuddin province, officials say the central province has become fully secured. The announcement follows army's recent takeover of the village of Auja. This comes as the insurgents still deny fall of Tikrit to the hands of the army, claiming that the Spike airfield is under their control. Meanwhile, the Iraqi military officials say they have stationed their forces in the base and as their next objective are preparing to push militants out of Beji. There are reports of heavy clashes between the army and the insurgents around the airfield site. Now, a video published by Iraqi Ministry of Defense shows the army clearing road between Tikrit and the holy city of Samarra. Army tanks and forces are shown in a chain while pounding insurgents' positions alongside the road. The connecting path was earlier in the hands of militants. Meanwhile, in Kirkuk province, the Iraqi media say the security forces have killed the top ISIL leader Abu Omar Shashani in the province capital Kirkuk. And in the west, and in the rest of Anbar province, the militants have attempted to storm Fallujah and tighten a grip on the town's dam. Iraqi security forces have inflicted heavy losses on the terrorists, killing a senior member of ISIL northeast of Fallujah. Now, to the east, where the officials say 90% of Diyala province is under their control. Reports say insurgents are only present in Al-Sadia town and parts of Al-Muqdadia suburbs. Also in the same province, army forces are engaged in fighting with militants in nearby farms and suburbs of Mansouria. Earlier, army forces managed to push a larger part of ISIL militants out of the city and to the nearby Hamrin Mountains. In the southern Basra province, the provincial council says the oil production, which is at 2.6 barrels per day, has not been affected in the aftermath of ongoing fighting with Tikfiri terrorists across the country. Meanwhile, the ISIL terrorists have claimed the formation of a so-called Islamic Caliphate or state. In an audio recording distributed on extremist website, ISIL's spokesman Abu Muhammad al-Adnani declared the group's leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi as, quote, the caliph and leader of Muslims everywhere. He says the caliphate, which is named the Islamic State, will extend from Aleppo in northern Syria to Diyala in Iraq. In another development, Russian military experts have arrived in capital Baghdad to help Iraqi forces in their fighting against insurgents. Baghdad had earlier bought a number of Sukhoi Russian fighter jets for the same purpose. And in the latest development, lawmakers in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region have welcomed a call by the Israeli Prime Minister for the creation of an independent Kurdish state. The Israeli Prime Premier said that Tel Aviv supports the separation of the Kurdish region from Iraq, adding that Iraqi Kurds deserve independence.
Netanyahu's and Israel's support didn't come as a surprise to us, because Kurdistan and Israel have things in common. Because those people who are against Kurdish independence are having the same opinion against Israel and its nation. Because of that, I'm thanking Netanyahu, and we appreciate it.
Now, Now, this was the latest on the situation in Iraq. More updates in the upcoming bulletins. Homa?
Thank you very much. A roundup there of all that's happening on the ground in Iraq in the battle with ISIL militants. We certainly do hope the situation will soon be stabilized there.